Hello. So today was a day that my two oldest, Ryan and Luke, ages 15 and 17, had to get physicals. They're on swim team this year, which swim team is an amazing sport and so challenging in so many ways, like physically demanding. And, got some notification here. Physically demanding, and also like the amount of breath control that it takes and all that stuff. So it's been awesome to see those two grow and get faster and work together on the team. Soraya is the team captain, so that is also an amazing leadership experience. But so physical, a couple of years ago, Soraya, she's always been, like when she would see blood as a child, she would be like, I don't feel good, and boom, hits the ground. Or if she got bonked, she would pass out. So a couple years ago, she had an ingrown toenail. And we tried to help her with it and finally took her to the doctor. And while we were there, I made the mistake of telling her that she might have to get a shot and it's not going to be that bad. It'll feel like a bee sting. And if you didn't know, we are beekeepers and they've had... They've had opportunities to get stung before, and apparently it was a bad metaphor, simile, whatever you want to call it, because she knew what it felt like to get stung by a bee, and a shot is way less painful. So for those of you out there trying to prep your kids for getting shots, don't compare it to a bee sting. It doesn't work very well if they have experience with bee stings. So... anyways, that was, probably like 4 years ago. So she was 12 or 13. Took her to the doctor for ingrown toenail. I'm like literally pinning her down at the doctor's office so he can even just look at it. And how it ends up is she's like trying to run out of the... Trying to run out of the room. What is it called? Just the examination room. And so I grab her and in the process step on her toe with the ingrown toenail. It starts to bleed and she escapes and starts running around the office, leaving blood spots like all in the area. So every time we see our doctor, his name's Dr. Lay, every time he sees it, we see him, he's like, oh, I still remember. I've never had anybody do that before. But this time she did much better. She had her brother there, to kind of calm her down. And she didn't know if she's going to have to get a shot. She didn't have to get one. But as soon as we entered that doctor's office, she was like getting cold sweats and felt like she was going to pass out. So those of you that are afraid of, doctor's office and shots, you're not alone in the world. I really don't know what the anecdote for this story is besides just... I guess sometimes you have to face your fears if you want to be on swim team. I don't know. But it's a good story anyways. A good quote that I want to leave you with is, always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine. And that's Lord Byron who said that. So love you. Hope your day is a good one. And this is The Laughing Mother.